Isolated showers this morning and mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams. The complete forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers.
Join us on New Year's Day when the Tigers meet the Minnesota Gophers in the Outback Bowl.
On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach and the carrot patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Pre-game broadcast at 9 a.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05 FM Talk 106.5. And it is your Christmas Eve edition of Mobile Mornings. Traffic on the way in just a second. We got the phones. Who am I talking to?
My name is Pam.
Hey, Pam, we were asking what y'all folks are doing for Christmas holidays. What are you doing?
Well, me and my daughter are going to Shea Salvation Army, where Premier Chef Cecil Morris will be preparing a gourmet meal of turkey dressing, green beans, candy yams, cranberry sauce, and we will be serving the heartbeat of Mobile, Alabama.
You mean you're not taking a chairlift to a delicious spa, but you are going to help out your fellow human beings on this Christmas season?
Yes, and we're going to do it with joy.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Fantastic. Thank you for putting the season on the right level here and getting us started that way. Merry Christmas.
We love 106.5.
Well, we appreciate it. We love y'all as well. I love people that give back like you do. You've got the spirit for sure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So, if you didn't hear it last hour, we may update this. Dalton got the the editors of Vogue magazine, right? Mm-hmm. Which it's one of those magazines that smells like perfume.
Yeah,
one of those perfume smell magazines. He got the what they were doing for Christmas, and we'll compare and contrast. I do want to know what y'all are doing, really, but we can compare and contrast like our Christmas and celebration, and like maybe giving back and helping out Salvation Army, helping out other human beings, having the spirit of Christmas versus
the editors of Vogue.
We'll get to that here in just a second.
Yeah, tell us how you counterbalance the abundance of December.
It's one of the lines for this thing, the abundance of December. If I could put a foot inside. 707, let's check traffic.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks great. From I-10, Theodore Dawes Road over towards Range Line, Old Pass, Kugula, and Highway 90 have seen light traffic so far. From the 1065 split through Mobile, we're clear. Accident-free conditions continue to travel across the bayway to the eastern shore with no major backups or delays. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks, and they have top-name airplanes too, including E-Flight, Hangar 9, and Park Zone. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
7:09 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, by the way, thank you for some additional gas prices on the list. We started off with the Trobe Lundberg, which she has been doing that for since I can remember. I've been in this business doing the gas prices, and said the average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline dips 4 cents over the last 2 weeks, now 261 nationally. In our area, kind of running through some of the prices, and y'all gave me some more here. Gas in Loxley, 212 a gallon. Let's see, the Love's gas station off I-10 between Daphne and Pensacola, 212 a gallon, 212 in Loxley. Bucky's is 212, so there's your Baldwin County prices. Those are looking good, and a little bit less in Mobile County, and still could drop a few more cents over the next couple weeks, because while the price of crude is high, they've oversupplied. And I at least paid attention enough during econ class to realize when you had very high supply, the price does go down. So that's good news for us if you're going over the woods and through the fields and over the bridge or wherever to Grandma's house. We'll talk about what you're doing with your Christmas holiday, getting people texting in and calling in at 343-0106 about what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's not only good news for us locally, Sean, but for 115.6 million of our fellow Americans.
Oh, no.
Because AAA, AAA says... the travel for Americans this year, it will actually break holiday records.
By the way, inside joke, if you're new to the show, over the years, we've talked about the AAA story. It'll run sometime with our national news feed today. And so the joke around here, it's every year, it's the same. You just cut and paste, and God bless AAA, but you cut and paste in the new year and book the story. More Americans than ever are traveling. And they'll say that, and then they'll say they're crowding airports. I'm waiting for the year they go, Americans really aren't going anywhere this year. They're staying at the house and not traveling.
Yeah, I've been here for 6 years now, and there hasn't been one holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, St. Patrick's Day, go ahead and add that in, there hasn't been a new holiday record set.
So thank you, AAA, for that. All right, coming up, big news stories of the day. Of course, we'll talk more about this latest wrinkle in the impeachment. And the question, you know, I had people on Facebook ask me over the weekend what was said by Congressman Bradley Byrne when he was in here on Friday. And Congressman Byrne was going off of what a constitutional scholar said, that President Trump isn't actually impeached until those articles are sent to the Senate. This is nuanced stuff, but it is interesting eggnog talk during the holidays, that until those articles of impeachment are delivered to the Senate, that by definition in the rules of impeachment, the president has not been impeached.
Yeah, so if you're in a little family discussion over the table, over the dinner table this week, and someone says, well, the president's been impeached, say, nuh-uh.
You can go Cliff Clavin on him.
He has not been impeached. So, not technically.
So I did answered a few people on that. We'll talk more about that. But also, there's more about this. Coming up today, we're looking at whether this additional email will be added into the mix. This is what Schumer, the Democrats, want to be brought in during a Senate inquiry. White House efforts to hold off sending hundreds of millions of dollars in military funds to Ukraine. We'll talk about that story coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way, a damaged Carnival cruise ship arrives in New Orleans. It seems like they had some bumper vehicle or bumper ships going on with Carnival. We'll talk about that. Also, three big things, top news stories of the day. Family searching for a holiday hero in Baldwin County. How about this? A stranger saving a woman who was having a heart attack last week and now looking for this person. They are truly a hero. Also, President Trump aiming to use impeachment to rev up the base. And this broken vehicle windows in Saraland. Mm-hmm. This is a story. Saraland police are investigating after at least two vehicles had their windows broken last week. One incident that's been shared hundreds of times on Facebook apparently happened on Thursday night. Will Stewart says his father was taking family members to see the Christmas lights Thursday evening when something hit the rear vehicle window, breaking it apart. Happened near the Saraland Water Department. No one was hurt, but they're trying to figure out more on this because they have another post from a different person claims teenagers shot at a car on I-65. That post made Thursday evening about 8:30 there. So we'll talk more about that story coming up in just a little bit. In sports,
well, West Florida, the University of West Florida has only had a football team for four seasons now, and they're already national champions. Great story from Pensacola.
All right, and also voting online for our 2019 Alabamian of the Year. This week starts the second round of voting. Check out that voting on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, more headlines now. Here's WKRG.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week. Happened at the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. Andre Goolsby's family says a customer inside the store sprang into action, giving life-saving CPR to Goolsby. They're hoping to find the holiday hero to thank him. A man from Cantonment died over the weekend after he was hit by an SUV in Santa Rosa County. The crash report says the victim was walking in the outside lane of Highway 90 around 8:30 Saturday night. We're told it was dark and raining at the time of the accident. Residents are on edge after a deadly shooting in the Hillsdale neighborhood over the weekend. Three people were shot near Hillsdale Heights Park on Saturday night. Police say a teenager, 18-year-old Keith Keel, died. No one has been arrested. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before. We, and I think this is true for all of us, we're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
At your CBD store in West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, talk about what you're doing for your Christmas week, just to compare and contrast with the editors of Vogue magazine. We'll get to what they're doing here in a second. More importantly, what y'all are doing. Don says he's heading to Dauphin Island. Yep, that's awesome. To the beaches to go king fishing, whiting. So he's ground mullet, as we call him, which off the beach this time of year, good cold water. Don, cut me in when you fry those up. That is fantastic. He said, Happy New Year to you and your family as well. Back at you, Don. Our buddy Keith, he's going to Chattanooga. He said he and the family are going to Chattanooga to go camping ish. He said, not in a tent, but a camper on a cliff. Can't wait to show y'all the drone video. I can't wait to check it out either. David said he's working on Christmas Day. He said somebody's got to go pick up lab specimens from the hospitals. So there you go. That's what he's doing for Christmas Day.
Not all of us are fortunate enough to get Christmas Day off. So there's that.
That's right. That is true. Although some of us during Christmas Day would like to have a work day so we could head out.
I was going to ask you. I mean, I think I've got some stuff here at the radio station I need to come back and do. If things get a little too hairy,
you gotta
at
come
the
to
house,
work.
I'm coming to work.
I've been sitting up here many a Christmas morning, that's for sure. All right, 7:18 and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Bruce Pearl after Saturday's win over Lehigh.
Our defense was good. We obviously wore them down. Got some transition baskets. Javon McCormick obviously had some big shots and labeled us to pull away. We aren't executing very well on the offensive end. We do our walkthroughs beforehand. We talk about our spacing and our timing and different looks and things that we're supposed to, you know, get a look at. And we just don't get to those spots, you know, just don't get to the being sharp there. And then obviously the consistency of some of our effort and energy. It was a little inconsistent to start. These kids are human. We're all young and human. And, you know, just coming off the NC State game, man, it's hard to get up and be excited about playing. But fortunately, this is Auburn Arena. And this place was jumping tonight. Two sellouts in mid-late December for an Auburn basketball game. I can't thank the fans enough. I can't thank the department and the support staff and all the people that work it that are here. And that environment, you know, enabled us to be able to, you know, keep this thing going. Now, I know what's coming, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, and this isn't going to get it done. It just is not. So, I've encouraged the guys to try to go home a little bit, but live in the gym a little bit more. And we need some more guys like Javon making shots. You know, we're playing hard. We're good defensively, but we had a lot of guys missing a lot of shots tonight. And those shots, they got to go down.
Tigers play again Sunday against Lipscomb. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, Steel people.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings coming up. If you're in the city of Mobile and you have a Tuesday or a Wednesday garbage pickup, some amended times for pickup. We'll give you more on that in just a second. Also check in with Dalton for more in sports. Larry Kirby from LCM heading our way to talk more about inventory, some last-minute shopping items on the gigantic lot at LCM. We'll get to that. First, let's check some traffic. Here's Kane.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear in Chinchilla there at Golf Crest Road and Highway 43. State Troopers are working in accident, but really light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. We do have wet roadways from showers that have moved through overnight, but beyond that, it's been a great start. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, it's Christmas Nights of Lights, open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m. It's at Hank Aaron Stadium, brought to you by Coastal Traffic and the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. All right, garbage. This is one of the major concerns with city government. We could talk about a whole bunch of other things of supermajority, Mobile City Council, and details with the mayor's office, but what most people care about is when they pick it up by garbage. I got this note here from the city of Mobile. If you get your garbage picked up on if it's today, everything's normal. If you are, if you get picked up on Tuesday, okay, we're a Tuesday, we're today.
Okay.
So if you're a Tuesday pickup for garbage, you need to have your can out today. So that's us. So we pulled our can out today. So we get picked up. If you get a Wednesday pickup for your garbage, it will be Saturday that they pick up your garbage. So they will not pick up on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, you're today for garbage pickup. Christmas Day, you're Saturday. And your Thursday, everything else is normal.
Business as usual on Friday also.
That's right. Yeah, okay. So Thursday and Friday. And I don't know all the days they pick up, but I know this. The two changes. If you are a Tuesday pickup, you need to have your trash can out today for Mobile. If you're a Wednesday pickup, they're going to pick up on Saturday. All right, so just heads up. That's because Lord knows we make probably a lot more trash than normal or garbage than normal during the holidays. So
yeah,
make sure to wheel it out there.
I was thinking about that because I need – two can. I've only got the one can, but
yeah,
I need two about 2 or 3 weeks out of the year, and this would be one of them.
Would you like to rent mine?
Are you going to rocket the prices on me?
Yeah, sure. There's going to be surge pricing on that. All right, and also in Washington, they're heavily redacted, but newly released emails give more of a timeline about the White House efforts to hold off sending hundreds of millions of dollars in military funds to Ukraine last summer. Democrats want to hear more from one of the key participants in those email chains. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
The Center for Public Integrity obtained 146 pages of White House emails focusing on the Office of Management and Budget. Mike Duffy, who worked in the area of national security funding, wrote the Pentagon asking officials there to hold off on sending military aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump had the impeachment-focused phone call with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. The transcript has Mr. Trump asking for a favor, mentioning Joe and Hunter Biden and theories about Ukraine helping Hillary Clinton in 2016. Duffy also mentioned the withholding of the $250 million be kept quiet, quote, given the sensitive nature of the request. Mike Duffy is one of four witnesses Democrats want to call at a Senate impeachment trial. The new email disclosure is prompting Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to urge even just a handful of Republicans to think about what he believes the nation needs to hear, the questions Democrats want answered.
If there's nothing wrong with withholding the aid, why didn't Mr. Duffy want anyone to know about what he was doing? If this is a perfect conversation, why are they trying to hush it up?
An OMB spokeswoman calls focusing on one line of the email without context misleading and inaccurate. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate, demanding to know how the trial will proceed. President Trump speaking at a Saturday conservative students meeting near his Mar-a-Lago home with a new nickname.
Crazy Nancy. She's crazy. So now she says, you know, she has no case, so let's not submit it.
Senate negotiations about witnesses are stalled and on hold for the holidays. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Yeah, that interesting takeaway, too, from last week. We have even discussed it with Congressman Bradley Byrne when he was in studio on Friday, that according to at least one constitutional scholar, the president has not been impeached. I mean, this is not worth more than just the semantics around it, but the president has not been impeached. Not until those articles of impeachment go from the House to the Senate is he actually impeached.
And they hand deliver those, right?
Yeah.
They walk them right on down there.
I do love, I mean, in a way I like to make fun of it. In a way I do like some of the old trappings of our, like in this modern world, there's still certain procedural things that they do between the House and Senate that are interesting. I like those. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with a look at a pretty warm forecast for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Although, like I said earlier, if you go back and look through your pictures, like old photo album stuff I've done, maybe I was just impervious to the cold when I was young or, you know, foolish, but I would be out in the front yard in t-shirt and shorts playing with whatever. Mm-hmm. There's some Christmas you could tell it was cold, but on the other ones, there are pictures of me stunting around with whatever X-Wing fighter or something like I had gotten for Christmas in the front yard. I had t-shirt, shorts, and no shoes on.
There, you get a new bike, then you're gone for the rest of the day.
Correct. Until you wreck it. You ever wreck a bike on the first day?
No, I haven't.
I did. All right, 728. We'll check in with News 5. The Dr. Bill joins us. Remember, text line's open for you at 343-0106. What are you doing with your Christmas week?
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. We expect to learn more today about a double homicide in Mobile. Happened last night on Steiner Street off Dolphin Island Parkway. Two shootings were reported within minutes of each other, one at 8:26, the other at 8:28. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 30-year-old man was shot. An American service member has been killed in action. The soldier's identity has not yet been released. The soldier's death brings the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan this year to 20. A sailor from Alabama was laid to rest on Sunday. Joshua Caleb Watson was buried at the Alabama National Cemetery. The 23-year-old from Enterprise was killed when a gunman opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola. And a stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week after the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The U.S. military says an American service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan today.
The Taliban say it was an improvised explosive device, a big killer here, set off near Afghan and U.S. forces in Chardaral District in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan.
Correspondent Jennifer Glass in Kabul. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, murdered by Saudi agents last year. This is correspondent Scott Carr.
Khashoggi had walked into his country's consulate in Istanbul on that morning, October 2018, to collect documents that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiancée, who waited for him outside. Khashoggi never walked back out. Saudi Arabian state-run TV reports three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts.
Flash flooding, heavy rain overnight delayed dozens of flights and disrupted some services at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida this morning. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. One more thing to be worried about, gift cards. Law enforcement officials say gift cards sold by large retailers are increasingly used by scammers in all kinds of fraud, including robocallers impersonating government officials or online criminals pretending to be your employer. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, part of the Treasury Department, has rules aimed at limiting sales of more than $10,000 in gift cards to any one person on the same day, unless a retailer has systems in place to flag suspect transactions, yet purchases at times bypass that threshold. When it comes to ticket sales, the movie version of Cats was a dog. The big screen version of the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical collected only $6.5 million at the box office in its first weekend. The movie cost $100 million to make and feature stars, including Jennifer Hudson, James Corden, Idris Elba, and Taylor Swift. On Wall Street, futures indicating a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Mobile, has a special free program for middle and high school students in Mobile and Baldwin counties. NAMI, Ending the Silence, is a 50-minute program which shares resources and information, as well as a young adult with a mental health condition who shares their journey of recovery. It's a great program for health, science, or psychology classes, youth groups, clubs, and after-school programs. Call NAMI Mobile, 461-3450, to schedule.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I mean, you called it with that weekend weather scale. I said it after we got off the air on Friday. I said, usually Dr. Bill will say, well, Saturday's better than Sunday, or Sunday's better than Saturday, something like that. You just told us both days were soakers, and wow, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't a great choice for one of those days.
So what about today?
We finished surprising. We had around 2.5 inches of rain. A lot of it was light rain, but it was very persistent. And we've piled up now 5.34 inches of rain for the month. That's quite a bit above normal. And we were the first two-thirds of the month, it was very, very dry, but we've made up for it in the last week or so. Looks like we may see a little bit of rain at the end of the week, but not very much. So we're not going to be much above that total right now, 5.34. Another cool day today. Looks like temperatures will be around 60 degrees this afternoon. That is below normal, slightly below normal. Yesterday, only 54 for the high. There's just a slight chance of a shower this morning. We've had a few light showers around. It's just the remnants of this storm system that moved across the Gulf over the weekend. That storm is now in Georgia and will be moving offshore into the Atlantic here today and tonight. And so we're going to have mostly cloudy skies today, maybe a little bit of sunshine here and there this afternoon. And then tonight, well, mostly cloudy skies, and expect temperatures to be on the mild side, 52 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow we begin a bit of a warm spell. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, up to 68 tomorrow afternoon. Then for Christmas Day, mostly sunny and a high around 70 degrees. The rest of the week, partly cloudy, 72 on Thursday. Friday, a slight chance of a shower, but we'll be in the low 70s. And over the weekend, we have a chance of a few showers, both Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures will be well above normal, around 72 degrees for both days. So, looks like some warm weather coming in for the second half of the week.
Yeah, as we close out 2019, too, it's got us thinking about the highlights or lowlights, so weather-wise. And right now, people can check that out with the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, it's still a great bargain. It's free. And it makes a good stocking stuffer for the season. And you can find the Almanac now at a number of locations here in Mobile, at West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars over in Cottage Hill Road, and also copies of Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center, Billy Langford, Allstate in Fairhope, they have copies there. And if you're over around Robertsdale Power Equipment. And I might also add that you can pick up copies at Fox 10 and right here at the studios at 106.5.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. We appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who calls it like he sees it, even when he had a weekend weather scale of 1.3. I had a buddy text me over the weekend, said, and it was like 1.3 something. He said, I think that was even high for this weekend's weather scale. Was a soaker. A little bit of that continues right now in Mobile and Baldwin counties. 51 degrees now at our studios. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Stanton Moore, drummer for New Orleans funk band Galactic. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
What's made Stanton Moore successful as the drummer for his band that does about 100 shows a year, as the leader of an online drum academy, and the representative of a few drum equipment companies? He says it's one thing: work ethic. Talent is a distant second. Once you become predictable, he'll tell you, people start giving you opportunities. Incidentally, the music in the background right now comes from him, and I think he's fantastic. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Pinsenton's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. It's been a pretty quiet ride so far. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents. Officers got one just moving off the side of the road. Reports a truck leaving the roadway southbound 65 near airport. It's on the right median. Just waiting for the wreckers now, but officers are on the scene. You'll see the flashing lights. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul in downtown Mobile, bringing in the new year. And you can also get a piece of the world's largest moon pie. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, glad to have y'all along. And we'll be checking in with you throughout the morning. On the text line, what are you doing with your Christmas holiday week? Got some great stories already from you. Keep them coming at 343-0106. And I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Let's talk about what's going on at LCM this week. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a safe one if they're traveling.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to your whole crew, and make sure you let them know I said that. The whole crew there at LCM. I love the folks there at LCM. And give us some hours, because if Santa's doing some last-minute shopping and looking for one of those vehicles, Santa needs to know what the cutoff is.
Well, of course, we'll be here all day today. Tomorrow till early afternoon, we got some deliveries we have to make for surprises, so we'll be here until probably 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow. Obviously, we'll be closed on Christmas and then back to normal the rest of the week.
All right, let's talk inventory too. If Santa is trying to figure out if he's got the right vehicle, I mean, he could check that out online too.
Absolutely, go to lcmmotorcars.com. We should have pictures on just about everything, unless it's just 24, 48 hours old, then it takes a couple of days to get on. But we've got a tremendous inventory. We've got like 125 on the ground right now.
All right. Great selection. Check it out online or in person. How do they find you in the physical world?
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, or they can just call us at 375-0068, and please like us on Facebook.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Larry.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:42, we'll check in with sports coming up with Dalton. What a story about UWF.
Yeah, UWF only in their fourth year of existence winning the D2 National Football Championship. But we also have Auburn basketball. They're still undefeated. And New Orleans wide receiver Michael Thomas sets a new NFL record.
All right, that's on the way in sports. We'll check in with News 5 coming up. And how'd the movies go over the weekend? You had Kitty Cats and Skywalker battling it out. Who won that one?
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over 14,000 total value on a next generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See participating dealer for details.
Stock up the fridge and freezer this fall and holidays with Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon. For a versatile and hearty meal or snack, any time of the day or night, Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, monroesausage.com. Yeah, it's that good.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week. Happened at the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. Andre Goolsby's family says a customer inside the store sprang into action, giving life-saving CPR to Goolsby. They're hoping to find the holiday hero to thank him. A man from Cantonment died over the weekend after he was hit by an SUV in Santa Rosa County. The crash report says the victim was walking in the outside lane of Highway 90 around 8:30 Saturday night. We're told it was dark and raining at the time of the accident. Residents are on edge after a deadly shooting in the Hillsdale neighborhood over the weekend. Three people were shot near Hillsdale Heights Park on Saturday night. Police say a teenager, 18-year-old Keith Keel, died. No one has been arrested. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327 or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
During this holiday season, the senior care professionals of Haven Memory Care, 6848 Gulf Shores Parkway in Gulf Shores, remind you to fasten your seatbelt. Your chance of surviving an accident are twice as good with your seatbelt fastened. Stay alert, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text or drink while driving. This message brought to you by the senior care professionals of Haven Memory Care, 6848 Gulf Shores Parkway in Gulf Shores. Members of the Community Life family, leaders in residential dementia and Alzheimer's care, wishing you happy holidays.
Good morning. It's 7:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Great place to go watch some of these bowl games. And in those bowl games over the weekend, Buffalo routed Charlotte 31-9 in the Bahamas Bowl. Very windy in Nassau on Friday. Kent State upset Utah State 51-41 in a high-scoring Frisco Bowl. That was Kent State's first bowl win as a program. San Diego State crushed Central Michigan 48-11 in the New Mexico Bowl. Florida Atlantic was without former head coach Lane Kiffin and a host of offensive starters, but they beat SMU 52-28. Arkansas State beat Florida International 34-26 in the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery. Liberty and coach Hugh Freeze got their program's first ever bowl win. They beat Georgia Southern 23-16 in the Cure Bowl. Appalachian State rallied to beat UAB 31-17 in the New Orleans Bowl, and Washington crushed Boise State 38-7 in the Las Vegas Bowl. That was Huskies head coach Chris Peterson's final game. North Carolina A&T won the HBCU title, beating Alcorn State 64-44 in the Celebration Bowl. And congrats to the University of West Florida. UWF won the D2 championship by beating Minnesota State 48-40. West Florida's only had a football team for now four seasons. Today, only one bowl game on the docket. At 1:30, UCF will face Marshall in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. In college basketball over the weekend, South Alabama dropped their second game in a row, with the Jags losing 81-69 to Coastal Carolina. The 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers kept their undefeated season alive with a 74-51 win over Lehigh. Javon McCormick led Auburn with 18 points, and Tigers face Lipscomb this Sunday before starting SEC play on January 4th at Mississippi State. Alabama beat Belmont 92-72 on Saturday. Number 6 Kentucky lost to number 5 Ohio State 71-65, and number 21 Tennessee had a big second half to knock off Jacksonville State 75-53.
Getting close to the end of the regular season in the NFL, and the New Orleans Saints at least temporarily moved into the number 2 seed in the NFC with a 38-28 win over Tennessee. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas set the NFL record for receptions in a season, passing Marvin Harrison's old record of 143. Thomas caught 12 passes for 136 yards and a touchdown yesterday, bringing the new record to 145 receptions with one game to spare. The Baltimore Ravens clinched the number 1 seed in the AFC with a 31-15 win over Cleveland. New England beat Buffalo 24-17 to lock up the AFC East for an 11th straight season. Houston held off Tampa 23-20 to clinch the AFC South. Kansas City easily beat Chicago 26-3 to stay in contention for a first-round playoff bye. Pittsburgh fell to the Jets 16-10, leaving the Titans in control of the AFC's final wildcard spot. If Tennessee beats Houston on Sunday, they are on their way to the playoffs. San Francisco eliminated the Rams and held on to the top position in the NFC with a 34-31 win on Saturday, and the Dolphins beat Cincinnati 38-35 in overtime, ensuring that the Bengals will have the number one pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. In NBA news, Washington guard Isaiah Thomas was suspended 2 games for entering the stands to confront 2 fans in Philadelphia in a Wizards 125-108 loss to the 76ers on Saturday. The 2 fans were yelling obscenities and making obscene gestures and were banned 1 year for their actions. Why were they upset, you might ask?
Yes, why?
Well, they needed to reach a certain number of points for the crowd to get free Frosties. And Isaiah Thomas with Washington missed a free throw or two, and they were upset that they weren't going to get their free Frosties.
I understand that. I mean, I've not been one to holler at a sporting event, but I might find an expletive, too, if I missed out on a free Frosty.
He made his way into the stands, was very respectful, but he was still like, why are you doing that?
Did the fans go, well, Coach Thomas, it's because we're not going to get free Frosties?
I don't think they laid out their case, but they did seem to shut up once he got in the stands. But nonetheless, he suspended 2 games for entering those stands. 7:50, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Great place to watch some football over the holidays. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Say what size, Frosty?
Probably the small.
The little mini sampler one?
They can't be giving away the big ones, right?
I would have chosen my words depending. Like, if it was a large Frosty,
you might have been on the court.
Oh, my goodness. 7:51. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the few accidents we've had have been minor. Officers have done a good job moving them out of the roadways. Good ride so far as you're traveling from the 1065 Split Highway 90 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore and back on the Interstate I-10 towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. It's pretty quiet. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon ratings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here.
There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
All right, 754 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, and Kane with traffic. Got a note here from Jolene Roxbury about what she's doing with her Christmas week. She said, I'm preparing to gather the family around the iPad and listen to all the holiday podcasts of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Isn't everybody? And also, you can download the Roaring Fireplace app, and you're all set.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, coming up next hour, we'll reset this, and Dalton will let us know what the editors at Vogue magazine are doing with their Christmas holiday. He read me this list this morning, and I started cracking up. We'll have Dalton redo the list, and then kind of reset, and then talk about what maybe you're doing with your Christmas holiday week. One thing people are doing, of course, is going to the movie theater, and Star Wars and the Kitty Cats were fighting it out this weekend. Bill Michaels with more.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker caps off the trio of trilogies set in a galaxy far, far away. Industry analysts say an opening weekend of $175 to $200 million is expected, but it's well below either of the first two films in the current trilogy. Disney's being even more conservative, forecasting a debut of just $160 million. The competition this weekend includes the Broadway favorite Cats making its big screen debut. I'm Bill Michaels.
It didn't do too well. Cats did.
No.
Over the weekend. Just got a question here. So what if you did this? So J.J. Abrams, right, director for the new Star Wars. I forget who directed Cats, but let's just say Andrew Lloyd.
J.J. Abrams. No,
sure. Well, that's what I'm getting to. So Andrew Lloyd Webber, right? He's famous for creating Cats the musical. What if we flip things around? In my world, this is the way my brain works. And J.J. Abrams did Cats, mm-hmm. was director of Cats, and Andrew Lloyd Webber did Star Wars.
So you get musical Star Wars. I love
and,
it.
And gritty action Cats.
Yeah, as long as Chewbacca gets a solo, that's all I care about.
just think about that. What would happen if Andrew Lloyd Webber took over doing the new Star Wars and J.J. Abrams had done Cats?
Yeah, you know, I was browsing through the headlines this morning and I found a great one that I guess Taylor Swift and the cast of Cats, because if you didn't know, Taylor Swift is in the movie Cats.
Yeah, she's written a song or something for it. Yeah.
they all apparently attended Cat School.
Cat School.
Yeah, so I guess Cat School is where Swift and all of her co-stars.
Not Kentucky.
No, not the Wildcats, just the Cats. They learned how to move like cats, move and act like cats. Now, whether that entails drinking from a bowl of milk on the ground or, you know, lifting their tails, I'm not exactly sure what all you have to do at Cat School, but apparently that was a prerequisite for being a cast member in the new movie.
You know, you could tell if that education worked if you hit the can opener, the electric can opener, and those actors come running.
Yeah, if they could just jump out from random places and claw
swat
on your face.
You.
Yeah. Then you're a real cat.
They've learned. Also, you know, to heck with bad parking out there in the parking lot at the big box store when you go to get Christmas presents. What about doing it in a cruise ship? For our news partners at WKRG, said the Carnival cruise ship was damaged in a collision with another Carnival vessel. Now back at its home port in New Orleans, the Carnival Glory was maneuvering when it hit the Carnival Legend, already docked in Cozumel. Six passengers were injured. Passengers on the ships described the accident as feeling like normal sea motion. They say announcement on the Legend blamed the currents for the crash. Similar announcement on the Glory reportedly said high winds contributed. As a result of the crash, Cruise Line provided passengers with $100 per room credit after the crash. So there you go. Hour number three on the way next.